Guest. Coming up next to the stage, a friend of our show. She's been up here several times, always really great stuff to say. An actress, singer, designer, Katie Utke.
You got my last name right this time. Awesome.
Hi, guys. So while I was in college, I spent my Octobers working at haunted houses around Chicago. This was great for three reasons. One, this was a paying job. I got paid all of October to celebrate the best holiday of the year. Two, this was a paid acting job. I was a musical theater major, so I was like, oh, I'm putting my degree to some use. Three, this was a paid acting job that I didn't have to audition for.
Yeah.
So literally all I had to do was show up, first day, give all of my conflicts, then put on makeup, destroy my voice as I screamed at paying visitors, and then I could go to the 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts after getting off at 2 a.m. with my pretty, pretty acting paycheck. It was really fucking great. I have many horror stories and silly stories working at haunted houses. I'm just going to list a couple of them off. From being hit on by two middle-aged lesbians while dressed as a dead priest. To escorting little six-year-olds dressed as Scooby-Doo characters through the house, which everyone on staff was crazy excited about. Come on, kids, let's go solve the mystery of the haunted house! To having one of my bosses look at me and say, literally said this, I can't take you seriously because you look like you should be playing Little Bo Peep. To making my first friends in Chicago, to being told by the same boss that I don't need to put on any more white makeup because you're pale enough, it's fine, don't worry about it. To having my first shots of alcohol, to doing my music theory homework by street lamp waiting for the bus to get me to work, and to wasting time with my coworkers talking about horror comedy musicals, Firefly, Harry Potter, and Glee. Working in haunted houses basically cemented me in Chicago and gave me life experiences I wouldn't have had otherwise. I was a child who was afraid of everything, like 102 Dalmatians, Spy Kids, and an episode of Lloyd in Space gave me nightmares for weeks on end, type afraid of everything. Being a haunted house actor showed me the man behind the curtain, as it were, and well, I'm still afraid of everything, but it's no longer the monsters under the bed, it's dealing with the actual monsters in customer service. I have one story of a person that I scared of that I'm super proud of. It was Halloween night, and I was working at a haunted house on Navy Pier. It was my freshman year of college, and I was at the pier entrance handing out expired coupons. In a long leather coat and a heavily make-upped face. These two guys were leaving the pier. These men were about six feet tall, in their late 20s, wearing a lot of bling, pants sagging. These guys were as quote-unquote masculine as you could be in 2010. My sneakers allowed me to move pretty silently, so I ran up to one of them, and thanks to having a cold and, you know, phlegm, growled in one of the men's ear. I don't know if the podcast might can pick this up, but it sounded like this. And Eric, when you edit this later, this is not a technical glitch. He said, "Oh shit!" and bolted as fast down the sidewalk as he could go. His friend literally stopped and basically fell over on his ass laughing as his friend was running away. At that point, I couldn't even stay in character because it was like my big victory moment. I love that story because, as evidenced by the Bo Peep comment, people have a tendency to put me in the cute box. To be fair, they aren't wrong. I'm pretty fucking adorable. But I'm more than adorable. I'm also smart, funny, a relatively good singer, a collector of dolls and plush toys, and I can growl in your ear and scare you shitless. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Has anyone done the haunted house thing yet this year? Those are spooky. I don't like them. Anyone gone to a hell house yet and, you know, got just some of the reason of the season in you? There's a great story about that last time. Right? That's the phrase, right? It's not the phrase? Oh, I guess my research has been poor.